For 2 weeks every summer, this sleepy little island in the middle of the Irish Sea becomes a mecca for motorcycling fans from all over the world. Welcome to the 2023 Isle of Man TT.
Welcome back to the Isle of Man TT 2023, and what a fantastic week it's been. Five races and three wins for Michael Dunlop in the Supersport, Superbike and Super Twin races.
Michael Dunlop wins the Superbike TT, followed by the Super Twin TT, and holds a trophy for the 24th time.
That takes Michael to 24 in total, one clear of John McGuinness in second place on the all-time TT winners list, and now just too shy of his late, great Uncle Joey.
26 TT wins for Joey Dunlop, surely an unbeatable record.
Ben and Tom Birchall took their 13th TT win, breaking the 120 mile per hour barrier.
The Birchall brothers break the 120 mile an hour mark on their way to sidecar victory.
And Hickey also took a win in the Superstock race, taking his TT tally to 10.
Peter Hickman wins the Superstock TT, his first victory for the week. Now 10 TT wins.
Well, Cam Donald and Steve Plater both feature on that TT solo winners list. And for Michael now to start edging that bit closer to his Uncle Joey. Steve, is it time to start talking about that record now? Could happen this week.
Hey, it's got to be. You know, 24 wins, four races left. So he's on good odds. He really is. He's riding brilliant at the moment.
Especially on the Super Sport bike, Cam.
Yeah, he is. I mean, that is his class, isn't it? But you know, Pete came back in the Superstock race. Can he come back in today's Supersport race? It'll be interesting to see.
Yeah, and we're talking about Michael Dunlop dominating the Supersport class, but also Ben and Tom Birchall are winning all the way in the sidecars. And we see that race first. Can anyone take it to them, do you think?
Yeah, possibly. You know, anything can happen at the TT, as we know. And I know the Birchalls have been dabbling with different tyres. Temperature's different, so anything can happen, it really can.
Okay, well, the three-wheeling media sidecar TT race 2 is our first action of today. Preparations underway behind us. The drivers and passengers have had a couple of days off and a chance for Grace to catch up with the Birchalls.
Talk us through that race and the moment that you realised you'd hit the mark.
Everything felt right and it was starting to build and starting to come, and then that magical 120 come on the second lap.
And was it relief when you got to the winner's enclosure?
Yeah, definitely. It's the 120 thing's been hanging around for a few years now, and it's great, you know, to think that it was sort of there, and there's not many nights gone by that I hadn't thought about it. But what was really cool was that it was a good race and we were being pushed, and I didn't have to sort of decide whether we tried to do it or not. I pushed for a race win and the lap came.
And what about for the second race? Now that you've hit the 120 mile per hour mark, is the pressure off?
No. We still want to win. It's certainly nice that we got a 120 lap record for sidecar and for us and for the centenary. You know, that's so
that
special, and
yeah, that
pressure's off. We're looking forward to Wednesday. I won't be thinking about 120 mile an hour lap anymore, but I'll certainly be thinking about how we can keep going at a pace that's good enough to win. Yeah.
Well, you can hear how passionate you both are, and we wish you all the best for the second race. Good luck, guys.
Thank you.
Cheers.
It was fantastic to catch up with Ben and Tom Birchall after their incredible first race. The three-wheeling media sidecar race 2 is underway, so we'll go to our commentary box with Cam Donald and Andrew Coley.
Thanks, Grace. We are up at Glen Helen, the Birchalls lead. And it seems to myself and Cameron Donald that they are still pushing big time on this second flying lap. Of course, they've got a flying start and a flying finish to this one. Might we see another lap record, Cam?
Well, I think that's what we're wondering after seeing that 120 mile per hour mark be broken. Will we be lucky enough to see it again today?
Yeah, the gap at the minute is about 8 seconds.
That's not enough to rest.
No, definitely not. This is John Holden and Maxime Vasseur, and they are passing Tim Reeves and Mark Wilkes. John Holden announced on the grid, didn't he, at the start of this one, quite emotionally, that this is going to be his last TT sidecar outing. What a legend.
Absolute living legend. 64 years old, 21 TT podiums, 2 TT victories, as we see him throw a tear off at the end of Croncavotti Straight.
Lovely stuff. You'd think with them tucked in that they wouldn't suffer quite the same debris, but they do. Look, they're just over the top of that cowling. Over Balaff Bridge, our leaders, the Birchalls, who won sidecar race one with that incredible lap record. And we'll get an idea of what the gap is now to Fountain Walmsley, who have been pushing them all week, to be fair. You know, it makes it look like the Birchalls are getting an easy job, and they're not at all. These guys are absolute. Here they are now, the Birchalls, look. And this is Sulby Straight they're coming on to.
Look at the speed.
Look at this. This is just tucked in as low as possible, Cam. Look, face on... I think that's the heel, isn't it? Is that the heel of his brother? He's got his face on his brother's heel to try and get down as low as possible.
Yeah, Tom Birchall, that looks far from comfortable. Absolutely tied in a knot in that sidecar outfit, trying to hide from the wind.
When you first look at the back of it, you kind of think to yourself, if you've never seen one, you know, where do they sit? And the answer is they don't sit. They curl up like you would if you're sneaking into a do in your mate, the boot your mate's car, but without a boot and at 150 mile an hour, you know, it's not comfortable.
Isn't that what your wife asked the other day,
Andrew?
It was,
yeah. She's like, where does he sit? It's like, there's no sitting.
No.
There is no sitting.
They never sit still for a moment.
Look at this. Look, another perfect example. Look, still in a slipstream position because the straight, but hanging over the left-hand side just to try and get that traction through the fast left-hander.
Birchall brothers up on the mountain. See Tom there just tucking in.
Up to Ramsey Hairpin again off the inside. This is the Crows. Ryan Crowe and Callum Crowe.
Now they've had a lot of bad luck. They DNF'd out of that first sidecar TT race. Can they make amends today? A very exciting young pairing on the Haven Homes Honda-powered outfit.
Yeah, they got two podiums last year, didn't they? So they'd be keen to get one this year if they possibly can. Well, here's a pairing that used to be in on the podium a lot recently. They broke the lap record just a couple of days ago. They come down to the start-finish line now through the timing beam, and it is a 120.645. They've broken their own lap record, and now they go back down Bray Hill for the third time in this race. They can afford to lift a little bit, but they're not lifting right now. Look at this.
Oh, look at the speed.
Unreal.
The second only ever over 120 mile an hour sidecar lap. What a TT.
Yeah, and they own both of them, don't they? Absolutely brilliant performance by them. But they can't afford to back off on this last lap. I suspect they won't go for another lap record. They've got a little gap over these guys, Peter Founds and Jevon Walmsley.
Yep, they'll know the gap from their timing board.
Listen to that wheel spin as they come out of Quarter Bridge there. Yeah. On it, aren't they?
They are, and they're not lifting an inch. This pairing have been hugely impressive. A very strong second in the first race. Now, they're not going to back off to the end. They've got to keep the pressure on the Birchalls.
Yeah, just 11.6 the gap. Look, the Crows are a further 30 back.
But they are looking comfortable in third. That's looking good for a podium for the young pairing.
And here they are. You're looking at Callum Crowe doing what they do. That, I mean, just look at this. Taking an absolute battering.
Look at the marks on the helmet. Andrew, these passengers get beat black and blue when they're fit. And of course, Callum Crowe clipped the bank early in practice. He's got a chip bone, a laceration. You know, he's riding injured. Oh, he'll be looking forward to the end of this TT, I'm sure.
Yeah, he will, definitely. Oh, look at this. Twitchy on the brakes. Down towards Balaff Bridge.
Oh,
and
big
a jump.
Air.
Yeah. And again, tucking in now and up through the gears. So seven speed boxes on some of these machines. And what they start to do, Cam, is gear the six gears a little bit lower to take some strain off things.
Yep, and then use the seventh gear as an overdrive.
Up Halewood's height. Here come the Birchall brothers. on to extend that incredible record of wins they've got. Will they get another lap record? And what will the gap be at the end? Because it's just coming down ever so slightly between them and Fownes and Walmsley. Crowe's coming through the same section.
Yeah, look at him go. So impressive. Oh.
Look at that, hanging, literally laying over the inside, over the back of his brother, on board now with Fownes and Walmsley. Down a few cogs at the bungalow, around the left and the right.
Notice how they just keep that engine on the boil. You have to keep it up high in the revs all the time. Don't forget these 600 Supersport engines, they're pulling all the weight of the sidecar outfit, starting off with 40 litres of fuel, and of course, two on board.
Well, some of that fuel, most of that fuel gone now, so lap times will still be very fast indeed. We know they're having to hold off the pair behind them, but they'll be just having a little bit in reserve.
Where is Callum Crowe? Just absolutely hidden behind his brother, Ryan. He's just tucked in. Look at that, tight as you like.
Looks like he's gone, didn't he? But he's very much there and very much working hard, as are these two. It's an absolutely epic performance from Ben and Tom Birchall, their 11th TT win in a row. It takes them to a total of 14, two times breaking the lap record this week, the first ever outfit into 120 mile an hour. Absolutely epic.
Simply unstoppable at the moment.
Well, these two had a great job trying, didn't they? Peter Fownes and Jevon Walmsley, 120.08. They've gone into the 120s as well. Only the second ever outfit to do it.
The third 120 mile an hour sidecar lap for the week.
Years of sidecars, two wins, and you broke your own lap record again in that race. How do you both feel after that?
Don't really know what to say. it's brilliant, and you know, I won't say it's ever easy, but the last few years we've had it our own way, and it's been great to have a real race for it this time. You know, fair dues to Pete and Jevon and the Crowe boys, for they've had a tough week and for getting back out there. So, but we've had a fantastic TT. I just want to thank everyone that's involved in it.
Pete Fownes, Jevon Walmsley, incredible. Your sixth podium, your second for the week, and eclipsing that 120 mile per hour barrier. How does it feel, lads?
I've got some questions to answer, I think, with our team for not pulling that out of the bag in the first race, haven't I? But brilliant. Yeah, I mean, you can't take anything away from the boys at number one. They rode great, but we knew we were capable of more than that from the first race. So it was just good to push on and to get the results out of it. Yeah, definitely.
Boys, you've had a tough TT so far. Back on the podium and only your fifth start. How does it feel?
It's unbelievable, you know, just to finish this race with how the practice week have gone, you know, especially to him, fair play to him, you know. Have you seen the injury he's got on him? It's unbelievable.
It was tough, I'm not going to lie to you. Every like coming into Mayhill and stuff, you got a big bump, and every time it was going in and it was closing the pelvis, oh, God damn it. But, you know, Vicky Christian, she's my physio, and she's been non-stop flat out helping us, and you know, she's got me to where I am now to be able to finish this race, and I couldn't thank her enough.
So the Birchall brothers extend a family legacy in the sidecar class here at the Isle of Man TT. After the break, Michael Dunlop will look to do exactly that too in the Monster Energy Supersport Race 2. That's coming up next.
The second Monster Energy Supersport TT. Once again, Davo Johnson starts at number one. So let's get to our commentary box now with Cam Donald and Andrew Coley.
Thanks, Grace. There's Michael Dunlop. Can he win both Supersport races this week? Davo Johnson on the number one leads us away again. Cam, good result for him earlier this week.
Fantastic. Big lad on a Supersport bike, but he brought it home with an eighth. Good, strong top 10.
Dean Harrison, always so aggressive off the start. It's like he fires himself up, big hard blips on the throttle and properly launches it.
Yep, he wants it. He wants it bad. He stepped onto the Yamaha this year off the Kawasaki from last year. And look at the speed down Brayhill. No siding lap, just flat out from the word go.
Here's that big compression now up over Agos. Fantastic. Dunlop then, looking for his fourth win this week. It would actually also be his fourth Supersport win in a row. He won both Supersport races last year, looking to do the same again. Davey Todd on the number eight.
Davey on the Malenko by Padgett's Honda. Probably the best hope for a Honda in this class at the moment. Listen to Revit, just got to get every single bit of power out of that Supersport package.
Reverse shot of what we just saw from Dean Harrison. You just get glimpses of people sitting in their front garden and a massive crowd at the bottom of Brayhill, which is a must-visit spot if you get to this incredible island. You're on board with Peter Hickman. He was P2 in the first Supersport race, and he nicked it off Harrison by 0.4 of a second. It was so close between them.
Yeah, he really came good at the end.
He's on the PHR Triumph, remember. Prepares this bike himself. Big wheelie cam.
Big wheelie back on the ground now. That camera, look at it next to that front tyre. Incredible angle.
Into Quarterbridge for the first time. Just feeling your way into brake temperature, tyre temperature. This is Davo Johnson. Dean Harrison is with him already. So Harrison's absolutely flying. Davo moves across. He's letting go there, I think.
Yeah, that was the speed that Dean passed him through Glen Helen. It doesn't look like Dave's got any chance of jumping on the back. But we know how fast Dean is in this first sector, and he's certainly showing that in this second Supersport race.
12.4 ahead of Davo Johnson in one sector. So Davo definitely not feeling as comfortable as Harrison. That much is clear. You're with Coward now through the same section. There's over that camera as he pops up. Oh, aggressive look. Just so sure of the movements on the bike. You know, you can just see, you can see in the body language of the rider and the machine when someone is just turning in and they know it's there.
Yeah, you can see the confidence. And as we talk about confidence, Michael Dunlop looking super fast as always on the MD Racing R6. As now we look back at Davey Todd. Fantastic onboard shot.
Todd through Glen Helen and out over that top of the road. Go on.
Whoa, he's fast. P3, Davey slips into. Impressive, he is trying hard.
1.9 off. Hickman now goes in just in front of him. Look, he's only a tenth of a second, so we've got four riders within 2 seconds. In fact, he's only 3.6 back to Hillier, so this one's going to be tight as they head down now from Glen Helen to Balaff Bridge. Kirk Michael, the very fast section through there. And ending, of course, with a little hop. There it is for Harrison. Harrison's there already. Bit more of a tint on his visor today with the sun being a lot brighter.
Look at this camera angle here as we ride with Dean.
What? Dunlop. Late on the brakes there.
Yeah, you can just see that bump just unsettled the bike with the wide braking line, but he let the brakes off, got it settled, airborne and out of there.
Look at the reflections we can see here. Oh, and there's Dunlop passing on the right-hand side. Sneaks up past Hillier. You can see the lights across Hillier's dash. Look at him.
Wow, Yamaha versus Yamaha down the long Sulby straight. As Dean makes his way into Ramsey for the first time, there'll be some big braking here.
You see Dunlop's pit ball on the right-hand side of your screen there just for a moment came out. They'll be prepping that for gaps, knowing that he's incoming. There you got a glimpse of Harrison again. We had those wonderful shots the other day, and Cam, you were just saying there is no time for blinking. You got to choose somewhere slow or long and straight to be able to get a good blink in. No time to rest on this incredible course.
Conditions look near perfect. He makes his way up Stalamaris. Uphill hard braking into the hairpin.
I love the lines that you see again out on the course. And when you take a car out and you head out of an evening, you can see the compressions at the bottom of Brayhill. You see the bits of rubber wildly across an open public road. Look at this here, perfect example of it, up through Stalamaris, and then the braking zone, just black lines everywhere from where they are pushing so hard. Coward has caught Jordan, and here comes Michael Dunlop. He's catching both of them. And he looks over his shoulder. That's one of his favourite places to have a little look, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a spot you can glance back without it costing you any time.
Hillier's going slowly. He's shut it off. rolling in now, trying to find somewhere to stop. Oh, it's disappointing.
Oh, just on his way up to Whitegate. That's hugely disappointing for James. He finished a fine sixth in the first race and hoping to do better in this one.
Here's Dunlop, look on Paul Jordan. Got him coming up the mountain to his right-hand side and on board with Jordan. Look at that. What a great shot of the pass.
Just shows how close they are at such high speed. Flat out top gear. Oh, look at the rear wheel of Michael's bike there, just squatting at the end of Mountain Miles. He's over on the edge of the tyre.
Harrison is up at the bungalow and he's absolutely flying. Can he get above P3 this week? He's had three thirds. His consistency and speed is absolutely incredible. He really is. He's been a force to be reckoned with in every solo race. And now Dunlop is catching up to Coward.
Oh, he's going to want to try to get past him here, up Harwood Heights. He won't want to be held up any longer.
Wait, so he's making easy work of this, isn't he? No time lost for Dunlop at all in the traffic. Now that's going to play into his hands. Remember, Hickman running on the number 10. Going to have to deal with that traffic. Harrison out front has already dispatched Davo Johnson. So the traffic for the leading team male on the road now dealt with. Davey Todd, P3, plus 7.9 on Harrison, who's 6.5 back. We're waiting for Hickman to come in. Dunlop leads at the minute. Here is Hickman into the bungalow. He'll trigger the timing just on the exit here, where they're seeing their pit bulls on the left-hand side as well. You see, it really is a glimpse, isn't it? Yeah, I mean, yeah, you've got to have good eyes to read that.
Yep, it's so easy to miss, and of course you do. It's a long time before you get another signal.
Harrison past the pits, four lapper, remember, so they'll pit at the end of lap two, down into Bray Hill from St Ninian's. Here he is at the bottom.
Oh, he keeps it so neat.
Dunlop over the line.
Coward's being able to grab a toe here, quite impressive to be able to hold on to the back of Michael Dunlop. Just to be able to keep him in sight is impressive.
It is so fast. It's just so fast. And he's going to look up the inside. Dunlop out of the seat over the second crest.
It just shows you how well that slipstream works. Now, Jamie's an experienced TT rider, but he'd still be learning so much through each turn following Michael Dunlop.
Just got pulled in, didn't he? But he did the right thing, Cam. We were talking about this yesterday. You don't pass a faster rider than you.
Crossed up all across the road. That was so impressive.
Wow. On a mission, wasn't he? Can relax a bit now down at Quarter Bridge. You'll be having a little think about that though on the next lap through. Yeah, you try not to pass someone who's passed you on the road. You know they're already 10, 20 seconds up if they passed you. You were saying if you're going to go past, you've got to go away from them.
Yeah, exactly. Nothing to be gained there. Better to roll it, just sit back and continue getting the toe.
Continue watching Dunlop, who is the form man this week, isn't he? Hickman with the one win, Dunlop with three. Harrison with that huge rev spike there.
Yep, when he had it on the edge of the tyre.
He looks really comfortable.
Yeah, he certainly does.
The Coward is still with Dunlop, right behind him.
He's doing a fantastic job. He's following through the Glen Helen section. And he's holding so close. It almost looks like Michael's holding him up. Of course, I'm sure it's not. But Jamie's just right in there on that slipstream. That's not easy to do. But he's doing a fantastic job of it.
Just a slightly different line through them, through that right-hander towards the end of Glen Helen, wasn't there? This is Hickman coming through. Where's he going to go? P3. He's 2.8 off the back of Harrison. So Harrison holds on to second at the minute. Hickman in P3. Coward is a further 8.8 off the back of Hickman. So it is our podium regulars who are right up there again as Harrison reaches Balaff Bridge. He lands on the back wheel with a big wheelie. And we should see Dunlop come through and stick it on the front in his classic style. Coward.
Where's Michael Dunlop?
Yeah, good shout.
Where is Michael Dunlop?
Has Coward been dropped? Oh, he's been dropped by him.
He must have pulled that much ground on him from Crocovati straight to Balaff Bridge.
He must have made a mistake, Cam, surely, to drop that amount of time that quickly.
Whatever happened, Michael's broken the tow rope and Jamie's lost the drag.
A.B. Todd coming through, and Hickman as well.
Oh, that triple cylinder triumph, music to my ears.
Harrison towards Ramsey. doesn't quite put it in the bus stop. We saw the sidecars using all the bus stop.
Look at all that rubber on the road from braking. Lots of lock-up marks on the way into Ramsey.
In comes Dunlop.
Look, you can see visually how tucked in he is, like an arrow.
And he does cross the white line. It's just those margins, isn't it, everywhere. There's his split board again at the side, and now he's backing it in.
Yep. Oh, fantastic heli shot. Michael winds his way out of Ramsey, up to Mayhill.
There's a little look at that braking zone. Look, there's his split board on the right. I should think they're thinking, wow, I hope we didn't distract him, because that was very late on the brakes.
Yep. Back tyre off the ground.
So a little bit less wild into Ramsey hairpin for Michael Dunlop. There's the classic look back. Here comes Davey Todd. Whereabouts is he? Todd is sitting in P4 and he's only he's less than a second behind Jamie Coward. Harris, Hickman in, look, and Hickman at the Ramsey hairpin has slotted into P2.
Yes, a very impressive ride by Davey.
Hickman and Harrison swap places. He's got him again. So Harrison was in P2, wasn't he? Hickman got him right at the end last time by a couple of tenths, but that battle is going to rage. And here is Harrison screaming it to the limiter there on the upshift.
Geez, that R6 sounds good.
It really does, doesn't it? I'm glad we can still appreciate it, you know. Dunlop through.
Hearing these high-tune motors getting their neck run around the TT course will never get old to me, Andrew.
No, me either, mate. Just love it. Absolutely love it. You remain a fan, don't you? You know? Dunlop just hangs slightly off to the right and then in, look, and then back the other way. That's where it just feels like it's going off the end of the world, especially from our low camera shot from the rear looking up. Here comes Hickman into the bungalow. See how that battle develops between him and Harrison.
Yeah, let's see this next split.
There he is, Todd in front of him. So he must have, he's gained 10 or 12 on Todd, hasn't he? Because Todd was 20 seconds up the road off the start. Here it is, still 2.6. So Harrison is right there in the mix with Hickman, but it is the regulars up on the podium as Michael Dunlop heads in towards signpost corner and to complete the second lap. Welcome back to the Isle of Man for the 2023 TT. We are approaching the pit stops for the Monster Energy Supersport Race 2. Let's go down to Steve Plater.
Dean Harrison first on the road, in he comes. He's told me no crash helmet change today, which is a good thing because I can't catch it right up here. They're just going to fill it with fuel, obviously. Oh, they are changing the rear. The rear's coming out. Here's Michael Dunlop in as well in the distance. Stopping at box 26, the team have told me no rear new Dunlop for Michael. He looks happy, look, just getting a drink while the visor boy changes that RI visor. It's getting busy here, looks cowered in. Oh, that was close. A good job those two split up on the road, to be honest. He seems to be having a bit of a chat with the mechanic there, explaining something's not quite right. Visor change on the RI again. Getting busy down here in pit lane. We're waiting for Hickey. There he is in the distance, number 10, coming in, look, right at the back now. He's pushing along. Obviously, Hickey, as we know, always goes much stronger towards the end of the race. No, doesn't seem to be quite as confident on the first couple of laps on his Trooper Triumph, but just no visor change for Hickey as well, just a tear off, filling up with fuel, no rear tyre change for his Dunlop in the back there as well, so he must be quite comfy, and we'll see how fast that boy can go on the last two laps of the race. Not much time to go now, the boys will be all out there, and we'll see if any lap records go in this one.
Michael Dunlop then down at Quarter Bridge on lap 3. A lot to take in, I think, there from the pit stops, Cameron. We still see Davey Todd about to come out. Hickman as well. That rear tyre for Harrison.
That's a big move, these production-based bikes. It's not easy to change a rear wheel in a hurry. You don't have a captive sprocket or wheel nut spacers are all loose. So His mechanic would be under a fair bit of pressure doing that during a very quick refuel stop.
And he's, I mean, we saw Dunlop had one there which he didn't take. You know, that's a precaution. But for Harrison, you think planned to take, or they've looked at it and gone needs to take?
You would think it would be planned, but all riders will have a wheel there just in case.
You're with Paul Jordan now. Looks back over his left shoulder as he exits quarter bridge.
Oh, you can see the red line from the dash reflecting on the visor. What an awesome shot.
So good. Here's Harrison with that new rear tyre on. So, Cam, when you're changing the tyre, I meant to ask you this actually the other day in Superbike and Superstock. When you change the rear tyre but you're not changing the front, how's the balance of the bike feel?
It's not too bad. You just don't push the front like you would on a closed course, a circuit. And a new rear will work quite well with the front.
So, and even if you were on one of the bigger bikes and you were looking at two rear tyre changes, still the front's all right?
Yeah, the front's quite a strong compound and it can handle the vigour of six laps around the TT course.
Fantastic.
Jamie Coward for his third lap up through Sarah's Cottage, tight to the bank.
Well close, very much. Heckman pulls out the slipstream here, trying to make a pass.
Whoa, big move up the inside of Davo Johnson. He's not wasting any time getting through as he heads down towards Laurel Bank.
Meanwhile, Dunlop is up at Cronky Body.
Oh, pushing 170 mile an hour, flat over the right crest, down through the 11th milestone.
Back with Heckman.
He's caught up to Paul Jordan now. He's going to want to make quick work of him, but not an easy place to pass.
He hasn't seen him.
Not a place you want to, yep, see Pete. Typical, always looking out for the other rider. Didn't want to stand Paul Jordan up there. As we've got a freight train, four bikes now. Davey Todd's on the back of Pete, and Dave Johnson looks like he's jumped on the back for a tow as well.
That is the closest we've seen four machines all week, I think. So you've got to be looking over your shoulder as well to see where everybody is. Then, of course, you're getting onto a straight with a big slipstream. Now things get interesting. This time he's going to pop out to the right-hand side. Nicely done. I wonder if Todd goes with him or not.
Listen. So much commitment through that part of the course.
Harrison over Balaf for the third of four times. We might get an idea of gaps in a minute, just see where him and Pete Hickman are in that battle for P2 and P3. There was only a couple of seconds in it when they came in at the start of this lap. There goes Dunlop onto the front as always. And now with Jamie Coward. Here we go, on board for it.
Nice jump.
The perspective is just so different when you go on board. Todd now with Hickman.
Yeah, he's really on the back here. He'll be getting a good toe. And that'll definitely help Davey Todd's cause in this race, being able to hold on the back of Pete Hickman's triumph.
So Hickman has gapped Harrison by 13 seconds. It's gone up by 10 seconds, that gap. And Davey Todd's just passed him, though. So Todd comes back past Pete Hickman.
Yeah, but I think there's enough length in this net straight section that Pete should be able to slipstream him back, hopefully.
Dean Harrison down past Michael Dunlop's pit board. Here comes Dunlop through Schoolhouse corner. This time inside the white line, 6 inches in it compared to the previous lap. And a bit smoother. I was going to say, still backs it in a little bit, but it was tidier. Here's Hickman coming back at Todd.
He's coming back. The straights are so long on the Isle of Man. This can happen. You can slipstream and slipstream back all in the one section.
Paul Jordan.
Oh, another fantastic camera view just to show how much the rider's moving left to right out of the seat. Looks more like a motocross view of the rear of the bike than it does a road race.
It really does. Just those movements, the tiny movements of your backside from left to right, just to change the weight distribution a little bit. It's incredible. And then, say, right up out the saddle. Where are you out the saddle? Big bumps, jumps?
Yeah, all of that.
And there's plenty around here, aren't there?
There is. You spend a lot of time out of the saddle. Look at that eye shot, Dean Harrison. Look at the focus.
Has a quick glance down at the dash there, didn't he? Just for a split second, maybe checking temps and things. Can't be many places you can afford to do that, but he found one there.
Tell you what, you can really see, Andrew, how hard Michael's pushing. Visually, he's tucking in, and he's using more road than anyone else.
We are approaching the final lap of the Monster Energy Supersport TT Race 2.
Michael Dunlop down through Bedstead.
I can hear a bike changing gear behind me. Here comes the leader on the road buzzing through. Oi, 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 oi. Obviously, it's all to play for. It's great that there's a good ding-dong. Dean's the only one with a new tyre. They changed the Metzler in the pit lane, so he should have some grip. Here we go. God, you can't get much closer to me, can you? That boy's not wired up, he isn't.
Yeah, he does come close to the wall, Dunlop, doesn't he? Closer than Harrison did. And Steve mentioned what we saw earlier, Cam, the fact that Dean changed that rear tyre. The gap's actually gone up compared both to the first sector, if you want to call it, of this race, pre the pit stop, and to what it was in the first Supersport race. So maybe they're taking the gamble on compound. It hasn't paid off.
Yeah, we won't know till after the race, I guess. But at the end of the day, it's worth trying a different strategy.
Yeah, absolutely. Hickman just out the saddle a tiny bit over the crest just after St Ninian's. Down there's the compression. Now comes the wheelie.
Does such a good job to tuck in on that bike because he is a lanky lad.
He certainly is. Sits up now. From right to left on the road. You can see again the braking marks. Pitcher in. And on to the last lap. So it's 8.1. Oh, Hickman's got the gap down on Dunlop. It's still about 12 back to Harrison, and Todlock is within reach of Harrison as well. So Davey Todd looking to chase down a podium. This is not over yet.
That's James Hind. We just saw a flash off there. He did quite well in the first race, finishing 10th.
Todd, good effort. Harrison. Dunlop, how much roads are you using on the exit? Plenty. No mega risk, but it's interesting that Hickman's coming back at him.
Oh, visually, it looks like they're both still pushing. They know this is their last chance in the Supersport class to go for victory, and they both want it so badly.
From the heli, Hickman.
Yeah, a little held up through this section last lap, but not this lap. A good, clean run.
Looks so different from the air, doesn't it? You know, you see it trackside, you see it on board, you see it from the air, and it just gives you a different idea every single time. You're on board with Harrison now. Flies spattered across the front of the bike as coming to the end of four laps. There's that rise again.
Big brakes. Last launch over Balaff Bridge. Now, will Michael get his pit board? Will he see the gaps closing? Will he respond?
He's got to, hasn't he, really, at seven. You wouldn't bet against Hickman. Seven is close enough to have a crack.
Well, we know how good Pete is over the mountain.
Exactly. Right at the end of the lap as well. So if they're going to give him a hurry up, they'll want to give it to him before Ramsey. We've seen that pit board, haven't we, for Dunlop coming into Ramsey.
Correct.
Here comes Harrison with
and
Dunlop
there you
behind.
Can see Dunlop in the background. Where's he going to catch Dean Harrison on track? Could that hold him up at all? The crowd cheering, clapping these lads on their last lap.
Super straight on the brakes for Harrison. Watch Dunlop because he's backed it in here on the previous two laps. Skipping around a little bit this time, but probably a touch straighter. And now he'll have seen the pit board. So now, you know what? We might get to Ramsey Hairpin and find he's nicked a couple of seconds back out of Peter Hickman anyway, but he will have been told you can't wind it off just yet. Here we come. Couple of corners to go.
White gates. And it just shows how quick Dean Harrison's going. He hasn't caught him that quick. Dean's still out of sight.
Dunlop is pushing, isn't he? You can see through Stella Maris using a lot road on the exit. Now in. No glance. Well, I was going to say no glance, and there was. There was just a little cheeky look. Jamie Coward. And here comes Pete Hickman. Sits up on the Triumph.
Oh, Pete, nice and smooth under brakes.
Wheel spin.
Yep, wheel spin on the way out. That rear tyre now, it's on the fourth lap. So beginning towards the end of its life. The rest of the bike's all up to temperature. Light fuel load.
We'll get our splits here and hopefully have an idea of whether that gap's gone up or down. And there it is. The splits from Grandstand to Ramsey Hairpin on this lap. And Dunlop has taken 1.3 out of Hickman. But looking at that, Dunlop's on lap record pace for this category for Supersport.
And I tell you, Pete Hickman mustn't be far behind him because he's holding a very similar pace.
Yeah, we knew they were both on it, didn't we? But maybe didn't realise quite how on it they were until then.
And I tell you what, Michael isn't catching Dean that quickly, so he must also be on an absolute hot pace out there on this final lap of the Supersport TT.
Yeah, it might just be enough of a gap there that he won't get him before the end of the lap, but we'll see. He's on an absolute mission. Look, he's fully tucked in. Just that slight shift again before turning in.
Well, we're witnessing the fastest ever Supersport lap of the TT course at the moment, so he certainly is pushing.
Could be looking at plus 130, which would be absolutely epic. Be the first time it's done, if that's the case. Hickman comes howling through as well.
Oh, what a great heli shot, Pete, out of Keppel Gate.
Dean Harrison then on to the start, finish straight up through the gears now. Dunlop hasn't caught him, but he will be close behind. Fantastic performance from Harrison. Will be on the podium again. It's his fourth third place finish of the week, but here comes Michael Dunlop for an incredible 25th TT win. And it's the first 130 mile an hour lap ever on a Supersport, and his fourth win this week. Absolutely incredible. Here's Hickman now. Hickman surely on a great pace as well. Tucks in. He goes through the gearbox as well. Up towards the line. Is he going to hit the 130s? He does. It's a 130.2 for Pete Hickman. Michael Dunlop takes the win then. Hickman in P2. Harrison third. It's Todd fourth. Carroll in fifth. And James Hine gets sixth.
Michael, two wins last year, two wins this year in the Supersport class, and that 130. Did you enjoy that one?
Yeah, it was good. You know, I controlled the race at the front and seen I had a wee bit of a gap, and then I sort of just calmed down a little bit, and then I seen a bit of a push on. I says, right, okay, let's just keep this rolling along here slowly but surely. And I just decided then I just pushed a wee bit again just to see, just in case there was anything on the ward, so up the game a wee bit in the last lap again, and nicely I was able to sort of cruise over the mountain as such. I'd seen it got aboard up the mountain about, I think it was 8 seconds, so I knew it was pretty good. Like, so the bike's been running mint, you know, thanks to all the boys. The homebrew bike, we put out a real good bike out of the workshop, and to beat the factory bikes has been fantastic.
Yeah, sometimes, Pete, in this job it seems you can ride a perfect lap and it's still not quite enough. 130 on a Supersport bike, you have to settle for second place. How does that feel?
Yeah, really happy, to be quite honest. The Trooper Triumph 10th anniversary livery and leathers looking on point, and to do over 130 on a 600 is unreal. You know, that was one of the targets for this year, to try and do 130 on 600. Michael rode an absolutely fantastic race as usual, absolutely on point this week, which has been fantastic to see. You know, from a competitive point of view, we want it to be hard work. You know, we don't want to just win from the front nice and easy, it's just boring. So yeah, absolutely great to see Michael so fast this week, just spurring me on even more, to be quite honest. And I say 130 mile an hour on a 600, that's fastest I've ever been around here on a 600 by a long way.
Dean, a third position for you there. Are you enjoying riding that new Yamaha?
I am, Twist. No, I'm happy with that. Every time we go in and go out, we always make some changes to the bike and we learn a little bit more of it. So we've gone quicker again, then that's my fastest ever 600 lap. So it's nice to get quicker and improve, but didn't quite have what it takes today with these two. So third it is.
Well, another day at TT23 full of history-making moments. We've just seen the second of the Supersport races and that incredible 130 mile an hour lap from both Michael Dunlop and Peter Hickman. But Michael's lap was just that smidge quicker. Steve, what do you reckon were the elements that made up that lap and made it so quick?
Well, they're all going fast. You know, Dean Harrison was the slower of the three, but still under the original lap record. But I think it's because you got three real fast lads all at the front pushing for podium and bringing the best out of each other. Quite special.
Yeah, it really was.
Four wins for the week now for Michael. 25 in total, one shy of Joey Dunlop. You've got to fancy him, haven't you, Steve, now with three to go?
Yeah, of course. You know, Superstock race next. He's going to have to up his game and to beat Pete Hickman on the BMW for that race. But I'm sure he's going to try it. Well, I know he's been changing things to try it. And then you would have to say second race of Friday will be the Super Twin, which is his favourite four. So could be on the cards.
Yeah, well, as Grace says, history-making moments already at the Isle of Man TT 2023, and more to come as Michael Dunlop chases down that all-time win record of his late great Uncle Joey. Three chances for him to do it. Two of those are on Friday with the Superstocks and the Super Twins. We'll see you for that one then. Bye for now.